Vaginal birth and cesarean, differences in babies' bacteria. Babies born by cesarean section have dramatically different gut bacteria to those born vaginally, according to the largest study in the field. The UK scientists say these early encounters with microbes may act as a thermostat for the immune system, and they may help explain why cesarean babies are more likely to have some health problems later in life. The researchers stress women should not swab babies with their vaginal fluids, known as vaginal seeding. How important are gut bacteria? Our bodies are not entirely human. Instead, we are an ecosystem with around half of our body cells made up of microbes, such as bacteria, viruses, and fungi. Most of them live in our gut and are collectively known as our microbiome. The microbiome is linked to disease including allergy, obesity, inflammatory bowel disease, Parkinson's, whether cancer drugs work, and even depression and autism. This study by Wellcome St. John Institute, UCL, and the University of Birmingham assessed how the microbiome forms when we leave our mother's sterile womb and enter a world full of bugs. Regular samples were taken from the nappies of nearly 600 babies for the first month of life, and some provided fecal samples for up to a year. The study, published in the journal Nature, showed vaginally born babies got most of their early bacteria from their mother. But cesarean section babies had high levels of hospital bugs, such as the Klebsiella and Pseudomonas. What surprised me and scared me was the amount of healthcare bugs showing up in these children, Dr. Trevor Lawley from the Wellcome St. John Institute told the BBC. It could be 30% of their total microbiome. But what excites me is we have an amazing body of data now and we can build on to think about how to properly establish the human ecosystem starting at birth. The microbiome. You're more micro than human. If you count all the cells in your body, only 43% are human. The rest of our microbiome includes bacteria, viruses, and fungi, and single-celled archaea. The human genome, the full set of genetic instructions for a human being, is made up of 20,000 instructions called genes. But add all the genes in the microbiome together, and the figure comes out at between 2 million and 20 million microbiome genes. Does this affect the baby's health? It is already known that children born by cesarean are at higher risk of some disorders such as type 1 diabetes, allergies, and asthma. An errant immune system, the body's defense against infection, can play a role in all of them. Differences between vaginally delivered and cesarean babies faded over time and largely evened out by their first birthdays. So leading idea in the field is that the bugs which first colonize us are crucially important and to help train our immune system to tell friends from foe. The hypothesis is that the moment of birth might be a sort of thermostat moment, which sets the immune system for future life, says researcher Dr. Nigel Field from UCL. The study, the Baby Biome Project, will continue to follow babies through childhood and to provide more clarity. How else can you alter a baby's microbiome? The method of birth and the biggest impact on a baby's microbiomes, but antibiotics and whether or not mothers breastfed their babies, also alter the flagellating relationship between our microbiome and human health. Previous research in the field has led to a trend for vaginal seeding, in which mothers rub vaginal fluid on the face and mouth of their babies after a cesarean. However, the study showed that even vaginally born babies were getting no more vaginal bacteria than cesarean babies. Instead, the bacteria passed from mother to baby were coming from contact with the mother's faces during labor. The researchers said vaginal seeding risks exposing babies to dangerous group B strep. In the future, it might be possible to give cesarean babies a cocktail of good bacteria at birth so that their relationship with the microbial world starts on the right path. These are bugs that are dedicated to us and were dedicated to them, said Dr. Lawley. My main interest is, what are the bugs that are passed from mother to child? This isn't an accident. These bugs are deeply involved with human. That's what we want to understand and preserve. That forms a kinship between mother and child. What should pregnant women do? Dr. Allison Wright, the vice president of the Royal College of Obstetrician and Gynecologists, the findings were groundbreaking but should not deter a woman from having a cesarean. She said, in many cases, a cesarean is a life-saving procedure and can be the right choice for a woman and her baby. The exact role of the microbiome in a newborn and what factors can change it are still uncertain. So we don't think the study should deter women from having a cesarean.